Here we go. We are sitting here. We're going to do a warm-up. We're getting warmed up. You're warming us up. We're warming up the room because there's three kind of one, two trace bodies in this room. We're tracing the bodies.
That's right.
It's me and you and you. And we're all here.
Oh.
And we're doing this.
Wait, am I you?
You're you.
I think I'm a me.
You're me.
Oh.
And I'm you.
I got it.
So you're you.
I'm him.
You're him.
And I'm she.
And I'm me.
Oh.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
All of it.
So
all
we,
of the above.
Yeah. And we, yeah. So today, viewers, we have a special guest. This is Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is here. She's going to help
under
us
under contract.
Yep. Yeah. Interject whenever you feel necessary.
Because I'm fancy.
Because she is fancy. You should fancy see her Claus. Galoshes.
Yep. She drives with 24 reindeer.
Yep. It really outdoes it.
Minimum.
You know what they say, the more deer power, the better.
Yeah. Deer power, better. Thanks.
Get you there faster.
Yes.
Exactly.
One night and around the world.
That's a waste of time.
She doesn't even need a red nose.
You need half a night.
Half a night.
Yeah, I mean, you count.
Like, just the lower half, like the pleated.
The pleated pants.
And kneecaps. Yeah, and like the armor on the lower half of the knight.
With a fancy.
Sword. Yeah. Yep. Still a sword, no shield.
Fancy knight.
Yep. A fancy knight with
I
no shirt.
I thought it was Mrs. Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All of that and a fancy knight, all done well.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our two topics. We have...
Should we actually go through names? Do you want your name on this?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I am Bran.
I am Kyle.
I'm Amanda.
Amanda. And Amanda is my Mrs. Claus.
She is.
She holds all the claws.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
She has claws.
I do. It's true.
She claws at my brain when I'm being stupid.
And his face.
And his face. Wonderful. So as our special guest star, Amanda,
straight to your face, sir.
As our special guest star, Amanda, you have chosen some topics?
I believe I have.
Okay. Wonderful.
What are the topics?
Sorry. It's okay. You're new to this. We're fine.
I believe they were psychotic people.
Yep.
Yep.
Possibly. And emergencies meet incompetence.
I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Both of those.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about how we would do those just as a warm up to get ourselves primed, prepped, and preliminary.
Ready to
round.
Go.
Yes. Yeah. We like alliteration, so we go with more of the... Literary.
Well,
he likes alliteration.
I like alliteration. Yeah, Kyle is indifferent.
I'm indifferent, and I'm just grasping at straws.
Yep, he likes straws. So if you can incorporate straws into our decision making,
preferably,
we should draw straws sometimes instead of flipping coins.
I could.
It's too far away.
Yeah, I do sometimes abandon Brandon and just leave him to fend for himself.
I did that in the last warm up. What are you talking about? Last warm up, I just left you.
Huh. Really?
I was looking for a coin, remember?
Oh my god, that was hell.
Yep.
That was like 10 minutes of me stammering on, waiting for him to just find the coin.
And I couldn't find it.
Nope.
But anyways, so we're doing what is it? Psych patient something?
Psychotic
people.
And emergency versus incompetence.
So what do you guys think would make the most interesting listening experience for a psychotic person? Like, is this just you stumble upon someone, they run up on you? Like, are you injected into a situation where you have to deal with a psychotic person? Silence is not good for podcasts.
I am thinking.
Talk your thinks.
I'll go ahead and
it doesn't have to
think
be
my talks.
Yeah, think your talks.
Yeah,
think my talks.
If you just think your talks, then you're well on your way to dealing with psychotic people.
And that's how you become a part of Not Now.
I would take your word for it.
I mean, most of the time when I run into psychotic people, it's just kind of they're just there.
They're just there existing.
They're just there existing.
Make sure you don't divulge anything.
Do they have their own world? No. Yeah.
That you're Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
They're in their own world most of the time.
Yeah, I imagine if I were psychotic that I would just be living in some sort of pretend world that I accommodate everyone else into.
And if I were psychotic, I would imagine that everyone else is accommodating my world.
Okay. So in into psychotics like if we were going into the psychotic topic.
Yes.
Psychotic. I feel like round psychotic one
topic. Better than Hot Topic.
Way better than Hot
Way Topic. Better.
Way better. Better band t-shirts.
Way more durable.
More jewelry.
Way more durable. Way more metal on the pants.
More patches.
Way more.
Yeah, just like stickers. Tinfoil pants.
Yep, tinfoil pants.
Tinfoil pants.
Yeah, like old like tomato soup can.
Way
pants.
More like Harry Potter.
Oh,
and
Andy Warhol.
The Who and Disney stuff that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, the stuff you got to venture into Hot Topic to find.
Andy
yeah,
Warhol was my there. Favorite apparel.
Now can be
maker.
Found.
Kyle's like, he doesn't know which way to look. Yeah. There is a certain point where you have to like cut off and feel like you're feeling, you know, like.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to yep. try and voyage out into Hot 24 Topic.
24 years of practice at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, when I want a Lion King sweatshirt, most of the time I'm like, I go to the hospital. I tell them that I have a psychotic condition. I ask for some new socks, and then I break out.
Wait, do you get the yellow socks, the gray socks, or the blue socks?
Well, I they are size coordinated.
Well, the yellow socks mean you're a fall risk.
Oh.
Is that against the rules?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so psychotic, what are we going to do for psychotic? That's what we're talking about. How would you do psychotic?
I feel
not,
like,
let's do okay. psychotic.
Stage one, psychosis. I feel like we should get progressively
crazier.
Into it. Yeah. All right, so stage one.
Are you
is,
like a delusional psychotic or a hallucinating?
Is there a,
or a hallucinating
is there,
psychotic?
Is there like some sort of category where I think I might be psychotic?
That's like called an sanity.
Like an observation.
You're most likely delusional.
Okay, so there's
so
like
delusional,
a delusional state,
and then what?
Okay, so
I don't know.
So, well, I thought you knew.
I don't
you,
know what
you right, were the so, one who came up with delusional. I thought you had the information.
All right, so I feel like stage one of our psychosis trip would be our own psychoses
coinciding.
Possibly,
we're all psychosis.
No, like, we'll...
I mean, everybody's psychotic.
We'll each bit. Just describe, like, I don't know, some sort of psychosis. We'll just pretend we're psychotic.
Yep.
And then...
Like an AA meeting.
Yep. And then we'll go around and talk about our different adventures through psychosis.
Yep.
Whee!
Is that... Yeah, it's like a little baby roller coaster.
Little baby roller coaster of psychosis.
Yeah, just like it's got twists and turns and dodges and dives.
Some upside downs a little bit.
Well, that was, you're getting into it.
Yeah.
So we got the ups and downs and dives and the upside downs.
Flipsy so guys. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm lost. So
okay, so
after, all we're doing is
psychosis is like
after,
a roller
no,
coaster.
I know, but are we just getting crazier? Is that the goal?
I think that's the goal, like to just get progressively crazier.
Okay, so what we usually do is
so
we,
like don't finger my Pop Tarts.
So what we've been doing is we'll do like a scene. Okay. And then we will end it at a point and then start again. Because
yes.
it's if you just do the same scene all the way throughout 40 minutes, it gets a little tiring.
That's tiring.
Mm. Yeah. So that's psychosis.
We've also switched between doing scenes and doing monologues.
Yep. Also that. I feel like scenes would be more beneficial with having a third person here. Though,
yes.
Because you have more input.
Yeah, we got to take advantage of having a third person, unfortunately.
Three!
And you're a person, Twa. Not a woman. See how I didn't segregate you? Like I'm doing
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
yeah. Also, the person with the most education in the room.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't know. I've watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah. I have, but they haven't been very productive. Mostly.
Gluing nickels.
Mostly. yeah. How to glue two nickels together. There's a lot of videos on it, believe it or not.
So the other one was
I believe it.
Incompetence emergency. Was that what that was?
Emergency
versus
incompetence.
Okay. Is it
emergency meets incompetence.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yep. Meets. I wrote it, didn't remember it.
You know?
I got some hot, fresh beef here. I need to find someone who's incompetent. It's an emergency meet.
So I know we've discussed this one maybe.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Have we discussed this in warm-ups?
Maybe not. We discussed it, me and you.
Yeah. So the way Brandon and I have always discussed it is
you roll up on a scene and there's somebody
there it is.
There's an emergency and you're like, oh my God, I gotta deal with, or somebody's like having an emergency. Like I'm laying there on the ground and I broke my femur. and I am screaming in pain, and I'm trying to explain to this person that they need to call, you know, 911. And they're just like, oh my God, I got to put this on my Instagram. Like, oh, this is horrible.
Let me Snapchat
like,
this.
Yeah, someone who can't deal with the situation, who's trying to help you. So you're just stuck there. But we have a third person. So maybe, is that where you were going? Where were you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were thinking having someone being like a 911 operator.
Yes, yeah.
So like you're calling for help.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah.
And the 911 operator is equally or more incompetent than the person who's trying to help them?
I was thinking they were just trying to direct the incompetent person who proves to be more incompetent.
Oh, or the person who is helping the person is competent and the 911 director is incompetent.
All of the above.
Yeah, either way.
All of the above.
Everyone is incompetent, including the injured person.
Yep, and the injured person's like, I broke my head. And they're like, you're bleeding from your foot. And they're just like, my head is broke. I don't got two nickels to rub together.
I can't glue them.
Yep, I can't glue them together. I've watched so many YouTube videos. Pull up a... All right. I understand that you're having a problem and you need to look up YouTube videos on how to glue nickels together.
Sir, what's your problem? I can't speak Braille. maybe bump, that falls more bump, into the bump, psychotic.
Bump. Horizontal bump.
Horizontal bump.
Horizontal.
Closer. Horizontal bump.
Horizontal bump.
There you go.
Remember,
always close.
Yep. Just think of your mic as a horizontal bump.
Think of your mic as a jar of Nutella that you don't want to stop smelling or licking. Okay.
Yep.
Please don't lick the mic.
Think of your mic as a jar.
That's Kyle's mic, so.
I didn't lick it.
We can switch wind guards.
I mean, only a little bit.
But then you're licking Kyle's wind guard. Wingardium Levy records, so
does it smell?
No, don't even.
I don't know.
Did you lick it?
I don't. I tried not to lick them. Yeah, he's trying to pause it. All right.
So this has been our warm up.
We're about 12 minutes in. We got a few more minutes if you want to.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't hit the timer.
You always forget.
All right, we're already starting into the incompetence.
Yep, here we go. I'm incompetence, and I shit my pants off.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, I didn't hit...
Hey, no, we don't practice. We never practice.
This is an emergency.
Oh.
I guess we could do like 911 calls that are phony or like not emergencies.
But we're not practicing.
I lost my keys.
No, we can't practice. No, we can't practice or rehearse what we're doing in the episode because then it's not improv.
But we're discussing the episode topics. Like,
it
sounded
like you guys were getting ready to do it.
But if I was like, I called 911 to say I lost my car keys.
Yes. That falls under incompetence.
Did you check your pockets?
Because you're so incompetent that you thought you needed to call 911.
Okay, but there's no third party involved. There's no injuries.
So just because I'm silent?
No. Okay. Emergency meets incompetence in my. Well, all right. If we end up on emergency meets incompetence, we can integrate that into it. And if we don't, it's another episode topic.
What it comes down to is practice, and I don't want to practice because then we're not being improv.
We'll just call it panic 911 is the other category, and the other category is like panic. I'm having a panic about
a disco.
A disco. I'm at the disco.
With Nabisco.
I'm in the shower. It's only running cold water. I'm calling 911.
Have you tried turning on the hot water?
Why are you a plumber, 911 line? Yeah.
I just panicked and I dialed 911.
It's the only phone number I know.
Yeah. I have no other contacts. All my other contacts are in the phone. I'm in the shower.
Says the man who can memorize a social security number that we came up with on the
005, no. 002-951184.
Yep.
005.
No, 002.
002-95-1184. 1184. 002-95-1184. I got this.
Can you say it backwards?
4811-59200.
Well, like, can you say it as a number?
Like a full number, like
2,951,184.
Well, aren't you fancy?
You've been bested.
I've also done all of this before.
Yes.
Well, fine.
We played a trick.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to guess a social security number. We have three people and three parts of a social security number.
Here we go. Right. So I'll guess three. You guess two.
Oh, okay. So, all right. As the guest, do you want to guess the first name? You guess the middle name, and I'll guess the last name?
Middle initial.
Middle initial?
Yep.
Not the middle name?
Nope.
All right. Why don't you hear the first name and then make that judgment call?
I will just do the initial.
Fine.
Then maybe you want to do it in reverse, so, and then she'll do the first name.
Or would you rather? Would you rather do middle initial last name?
I don't care.
All right, give us the first name.
Kenneth.
Your middle initial.
Oh, I thought we were doing it in reverse, so that way you could do middle name because you seem so fixated on that.
So Kenneth Carl
J.
I feel like it should be Kenneth J. Carl, but okay.
No, J A Y. Kenneth Carl J.
Carl isn't really a last name, I guess. If it was Kenneth J, I would give him the last name of
Juan Julio.
That's a very. Do you want to do last names? All right,
no. Last names. Amanda's on last names, so here we go.
Yeah, you're starting all over again. Namer.
Fabrizio.
So your
first name.
First name.
Your middle name.
All right, so Fabrizio Coolidge.
Saint Fitzpatrick. Yo.
Okay. So
you're really testing Kyle's mic.
If your name,
remembering.
If your name is Fabrizio Coolidge Saint Fitzpatrick, Saint Fitzpatrickio, then your social security number is
118-25-62-94.
Yep. Yes.
And your name is
Fabrizio
Coolidge Saint Fitzpatrickio.
I like it.
And it was
118-65-6294.
Yep. Yes.
Was that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is right.
That's correct.
Why do I have a skill for this?
Because you are
an identity. Have you ever went to the bank?
No, but I did do...
You should.
I did do full names and social security numbers at my other job.
You should work at a bank.
That's scary.
That's scary. Yeah.
Watch out, listeners.
Well, I just...
Everybody run away!
I had to enter them and then run away.
Wanted a high five for that?
No, you
need to
stop.
Oh. I thought you wanted a high five. I was like, okay, everybody run away. High five.
All right, Fabrizio. Coolidge Saint Fitzpatrick.
We need to sit down.
118-65
Fabrizio Saint Patrickio, but his middle name is Coolidge.
Yeah. That was the last name if I ever had one.
Like Garth calls hard. So that has been a warm up from Not Now Podcast.
We hope you've warmed us up for another episode,
and we hope you enjoyed the pleasing accoutrement of Miss Amanda.
Yes, welcome, and
my belly is warm.
Your belly is warm for our first episode.